The Trump administration is rolling out a new rule today to fast-track deportations of people in the U.S. illegally. The change means that someone could be deported immediately without going before a judge. Joining us now is Univision News anchor Enrique Acevedo. Hi, Enrique.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this new fast-track deportation rule would apply to any immigrant who's been in the country illegally for less than 2 years. The old rule applied for those who were here illegally for just less than 2 weeks and were within 100 miles of the border. This is anywhere in the country. How significant is this change?
I think this is very significant. It just escalates the offensive against immigrants in the United States, which, you know, for the most part, according to the Pew Hispanic Center, have been here for 10, 12 years, even 15 years in many cases. So this is people who are living in places like, I don't know, Nebraska or Iowa, in Pennsylvania, and they're going to be approached by immigration officers in some cases, and they're going to demand and require that they prove that they've been here for longer than 2 years. But, you know, ICE has a record of not being completely careful sometimes in the way they roll out these policies. And I'm afraid that we're going to see a lot of people who don't fit in that profile of being here less than 2 years being detained and starting deportation proceedings. So this is just more of what we've seen from the administration in the last 2 years.
Well, and I was thinking just how this might play out with an individual. Let's say that ICE asks somebody for documentation to prove that they've been in the United States for more than 2 years, the kind of documentation that they would need to show could get other people in trouble. Let's say it's pay stubs that show that they've been working for 3 years in the United States. They might not want to show those pay stubs because then the employer is going to get in trouble, or then maybe a family member would get in trouble. So I imagine there are going to be people who have, as you say, been in the U.S. for longer than the 2 years who may be deported anyway.
Well, and the Trump administration has made everyone a deportation priority. They've been very public and very clear about this, Jeremy. So what happens if someone actually proves that they've been here for more than 2 years? Are they just going to let them go? Or are they also going to detain these people and, again, put them through deportation proceedings? And I think that's going to be the case. This is just an excuse to racial profile immigrants to have not judges, not the due process and rule of law, but supercharged immigration officers harass immigrants to try to demand from them documentation, and if they don't have it, regardless of how long they've been here, to detain them. And that's what really worries me. You know, we know President Trump launched his presidential bid back in 2015 promising massive deportations, not as a real comprehensive solution to the challenges created by a broken system, but as a political and electoral tool. And since he took office, he's taken every step within his authority to build a kind of deportation force that helps him create the electoral and political environment to succeed.
Now, the acting Homeland Security Secretary, Kevin McAleenan, is defending this new rule as a way to address what he calls a crisis along the southern border. President Trump has called it that as well. And McAleenan says that speeding up deportations will help free up beds at detention centers and alleviate a backlog in cases in immigration courts. What about that point?
Well, let's be clear. Trump's immigration legacy, Jeremy, is short but unequivocal. Failed, cruel, and inhumane policies that have aggravated that humanitarian crisis Kevin McAleenan refers to and has put even more strain on an immigration system that is clearly in need of a reset, but not like this. I think that's the tragedy of our immigration debate. Most people agree that we need solutions, that we need to change this. But also most people agree that the approach has to be humane, has to be compassionate, and it has to be a reference in terms of what the world does on immigration. This is immigration has a global dimension, and the U.S. has not set an example, a positive example to other nations. I guess in the contrary, it's lowering the bar on how countries should react to the challenges that immigration creates.
How are immigrant communities in this country responding to this, especially given the context here, which is that President Trump had been promising these raids in major cities on people in the country illegally, and those raids never materialized?
I would say that it's gone from fear to anger and now disappointment. The immigrant communities are as ready as they've been for this kind of offensive. They now have the tools and information so they can, know their rights and know how to react to this environment. But beyond that, when I say disappointment, Jeremy, I mean, I think people are expecting decent Americans, those who believe in the rule of law and in due process, to step up, to recognize that they've been using that as a country, this economy has been using immigrant labor for very long, benefiting from that. And now that they are being used as scapegoats, no one is coming out to defend them. No one is coming out to defend their right to the American dream and to a path to citizenship after living in this country in average for more than 10, up to 15 years, and creating important bonds in the community, family, and creating value for our nation. So I guess, it's gone from fear to anger and now disappointment. And, regardless of that, I think now they're more ready than ever to face the challenges that the administration has presented to them.
That's Enrique Acevedo, news anchor with Univision. Enrique, thanks as always.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.